Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said, and thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello, hello, hello. We have a great show today. We have the incredibly stylish, wonderful, and inspiring Esty Stanley on the show today. She's a stylist, home designer. She brightens our studio to talk to the mamas about what we wish we knew before we became moms. It was a really fun show. She has some great advice, so stay tuned, ladies. But before we get to that, I want to tell you something about Force of Nature. It's a little appliance that uses electricity to convert tap water plus a capsule of salt, water, and vinegar into a multi-purpose cleaner and disinfectant as effective as bleach. Okay, and I have needed this because my kids have been down with hand, foot, mouth. It's gentle enough to use on even baby toys without rinsing, yet powerful enough to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses. Miniaturizes an industrial technology where it's used in green cleaning as well as in wound cleaning and eye products because it is so safe. It kills even staph, MRSA, and noroviruses with zero toxic chemicals or fumes. Replaces kitchens, bath, glass cleaners, deodorizers, and disinfectants. So save money. It costs less than a dollar a bottle, and it's co-founded by a mom. The company mission is to help parents create healthier homes by taking the worry and toxins out of cleaning once and for all. The website is forceofnatureclean.com. And we've got a little promotion for you, 40% off and free shipping. So get 40% off plus free shipping by going to forceofnatureclean.com and using promo code Mama Said.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute.
No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mama Said. I'm Jamie.
I'm Jenna.
And we're back. We're here. We're live. We're here. Jenna's cold. She's like vacillating between hot and cold.
Well, I think the air just kicked on, so okay. Brr.
Let's get right into it. Our win fails.
Mommy win! Mommy fail.
Yes, okay. Would you like me to start?
Sure.
Okay. A win. So we've talked about this before on the podcast. You actually do it. We heard it from a mom when we did Mommy Me together. But Milo has been having insane mood swings. Like he's always been moody. Like he's almost four. He's, you know, but the most insane.
He's a moody three-nager.
Yeah, he's a moody four-nager, whatever. He's four next month. To the point where like I don't know what the to do anymore. Like it's starting to scare me. I'll be like, Milo, will you pick this up? No, I will not pick this up.
Oh gosh.
No. And I'm like, oh dear Lord. So I was like, what can I do? By the way, like this probably won't help me either. But I did that jar thing where you put the penny in the jar to, you know, get money incentives when he's well behaved, and then you take it out when he's not well behaved. So I started to do that this morning because I feel like every morning we wake up, he's like, I'm hungry. That's his first thing. I'm like, okay, hang on. Like, I'm still in bed. You know, like, let's wait. And he's like, no, I'm hungry. So we go down and he just whines. Like, it's just like this whine the first thing in the morning. And I lost it this morning. I was like, Milo, I can't listen to you whine in the morning anymore. Like, in the afternoon, fine, but not in the morning anymore. I was like, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to put the penny in the jar when you're good. And I explained it to him. And he was like, cool, cool. Like, he like kind of fizzled for a second. And he wanted to go outside. And I was like, I'm actually not ready to go outside. I just woke up. We can go in the backyard after you sit down and have a proper meal. And he lost it. So I took – so he was good. So I showed him. I took the penny out. Never seen a meltdown.
Like worse than Monkey?
No. Not worse than Monkey. He has a beloved monkey, and I threatened to cut his monkey's head off and rip it to shreds.
I need a T-shirt that says, I will cut your monkey.
I said, I will cut your monkey.
It's my favorite saying.
So I said, I will cut your monkey. And he's like, no. But anyway, so he had a meltdown because of the jar thing that I thought would be a really amazing idea.
But that's the point of it.
I know, but now there's no money in the jar. And my in-laws are here. I hope there's no money in that jar still. But
what about a win?
Oh,
is there any?
Oh wait, that was my win.
I that you started the jar. Okay. That's that wasn't your fail.
No,
I'm sorry. Whoops.
No, it's so f***ed up. Okay, my fail. So Milo's birthday is, you know, next month. I have not planned one thing. He keeps asking me. He's like, when all my friends are here. I usually love planning things. I love planning birthdays. I love making paperless post invites, and I can't do it. I haven't
planned. We need Bo's birthdays next week. I have nothing.
I know we talk, but like, and all these weeks keep, the weekends keep getting booked up by his friends. So now there's no free weekends. And I hate, I don't know why, but like, I hate doing birthdays after the fact, like my own. Like, I feel like I'm not like worthy of celebrating after my birthday has passed. I don't know. And, so I don't want to do his birthday like far out, and it's like Rosh Hashanah and all these like Jewish holidays.
Do an afternoon pizza party or something after school. Everyone loves something to do after school.
And like then half the people won't come, and it's fun.
Yeah, we're gonna do a small intimate at our house pizza party.
Yeah,
couple of close friends
after school.
Yep,
or weekend
after school.
That's not a bad idea.
And then like dinner and a cake. And he's so excited for it. He doesn't care about a party right now. We're also in between preschool and new friends at new school, so I think we can get away with it.
Yeah, well, I got to figure something out, so I'll do that today.
Okay. All right, well, my win fails I'll get to really quick. So my win is Jenna and I just got back from a girls' trip in Nashville, and while it was very work-filled, it was also very fun-filled. We found ourselves in all different places, all over the map, and we had the best time, did we not?
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah.
I would move to Nashville.
Yeah. I know, that's what everyone says, right? And my fail is every time I leave town, both my kids get sick. Anyway, so I came home to very, very ill children. And I took them both to the pediatrician by myself yesterday morning at 7:45 to both get shots. So imagine how glorious that was. But
what did the doctor say? Are they just like sick with a cold?
They're okay. Yeah. Just little colds. They're okay. Fine. But that was it. So wrapping that up,
yes.
We're going to be right back with Esty Stanley, and we're going to talk all about what you wish you knew before becoming a mom. Hindsight's 2020, huh?
Yeah.
All right, be right back. All right, so we're always talking about the things we can do best for our children, but what about our furry ones? I know I always say I put that off on Cutter, but man, am I excited to talk to him about our new sponsor, Vetresen. Okay, they have these life stage dog supplements, so puppies, adult, and senior, designed to be absorbed in your dog, not on your lawn. It all in contains the key nutrients your dog needs at their particular stage of life, whether puppy, adult, or senior, to promote digestive, cellular, bone, mental, and immune health. And to learn more about their 8 technology patent supplements developed by a world-renowned scientist, and it's not found in any other pet supplement, go to vetresen.com/all in, and you can use code MAMA25 to get 25% off plus free shipping on your order. So that's Vetresen Animal Wellness. The line is called All In. Go take care of your furry babies too. And the promo code MAMA25, and that's VETERICYN.com/all-in.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we are back.
Our guest today has done it all when it comes to style. She was the most in-demand stylist for forever and had a line called Miss Davenport, which, by the way, I still have this, like, cute little coat from.
Thank you.
And has now transitioned into home design. And if I ever move or can afford her, I would live and die for an SC Stanley
Thank
house.
You guys same. Need to
see. She has the best taste and style. She's Thank a mom you. Of two and maybe one of the most fun party guests to sit next to. You and
That's
I had a
best
you and I had a blast next to each other, right? Not terrible
Not
was
terrible.
Our secret joke. Please welcome Esty Stanley.
Yeah,
hi, Esty. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm well.
We're good. You know,
can I applaud for you guys.
Or sure,
we love
we'll
it. We love a studio audience.
Okay, great.
So our topic today is what you wish you knew as a mom before you became one. I really liked getting to sit and marinate on this one because I really believe that I actually knew nothing.
Nothing.
About motherhood.
I agree.
Now
think
that I think
you do,
about it.
But you,
I don't know anything. Yeah. I still don't, by the way.
We're all just still trying to figure it. We're winging it. But I really, like, I had not a clue of what it really was going to be like.
I agree. I had no idea. I honestly feel like I still don't know. And I think that, I feel like as long as I'm doing better than my parents, which I know I am 100%, then my kids are like golden. Do you know what I mean? Like I was listening to your Be Right. Is it called Be Right Back?
No, so you can call that Win Fails.
Oh, your Win Fails. I'm listening to Win Fails and the part like, oh my God, you didn't plan a birthday party. Like I never even, I have one image of me when I was a little kid of blowing out a birthday cake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have gone into a completely different stratosphere of birthday parties and yes. every single time and blah, 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 blah. It's like, I think it's crazy. I think everything that we have kind of manifested as us being parents, I think making up for what our parents did. I mean, yeah. I don't know about your parents. I'm older than you guys, but my parents were not great. You know what I mean? Like, they were hippies. They were like,
right.
it would stop.
Yeah,
they didn't give a shit
a
about us
time.
At all. Like, they couldn't, they didn't even know they had a child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously.
They're like, here's
They're
food
like,
in the fridge.
Your grandparents, take the kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was such a different time. So I always, like, think, like, okay, so I didn't have a party. Like, big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we just have to, I really believe that we have to be the boss of our children.
Yeah.
Like, listening to you with the penny in the jar and the, no. Like, if my kids ever had meltdowns, no. Wasn't even, like, allowed. Like, I can't even, like, cope. I know that's a terrible thing to
it's
say.
It's not a terrible
like,
thing.
Like, I don't get on the floor and go, what's the matter? It's just like, yo, nobody else is acting like this in this house. So neither are you. And I would, like, leave. I remember the first time my daughter had one. She was splayed on the floor in, like, this, you know, those, like, cozy robes that all the kids wear? She's got this big robe on, and her hair is, like, a mess. Like, she literally looked like she'd been drinking and smoking all night, and she's, like, three. Laid out on the ground, just, like, screaming and crying, and I was like, Flora, no. Calm down and come find me and we can talk about it when you're done. And she honestly never did it again.
Well, you're very lucky. You're
I just lucky. Think that we have to be the boss of our kids. Like, I think
we
that
do.
I think that's one thing I have learned.
Yeah.
I wish people would have told me this before because I think in the beginning, you kind of let them rule the roost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're like scared.
Totally.
Like, oh my God, I'm going to fuck them up. Like, my parents fucked me up and I don't want to fuck them up. So I'm going to be super nice and let them scream at me and do... Like, I just don't think that helps.
You're absolutely right. I also agree with you. I think that we're always trying to be better versions of our parents.
Of course. Yeah.
I find myself... So, my mom hit us. And I would not...
Ditto.
Like, but, yeah. And, but I would not hit my kids.
Of course not.
But I know, like, it's
But you
almost,
want to.
That's, like, the instinct, because it was the... It's like, in my DNA somewhere. And I just will stop myself and be like, no. I know that I didn't like that, and it wasn't necessary.
Correct.
And I don't fault her. She knew what she knew from where she grew up
her
in Cuba,
parents.
And they were hit by rulers from their teachers, not even just
Isn't
their parents.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. So we're all, I think we're just each generation trying to get better and better. And
breaking the patterns.
Breaking, exactly. You've put it perfectly.
Right.
Yes. But it's, I think there's something to be said for the way you do things, because I'm kind of like a mix of you and Jenna a little bit, where I will sometimes try to be like, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to say? But there's most of the time I'm like, this isn't necessary.
Right.
And when you're done, go take it out on a pillow, go right. punch it a bunch of times, right. and then come talk to me and we can actually discuss what's happening.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's just like they can't act like that.
No.
Hello, I don't allow it. It's not like I like coddle him and I'm like, baby.
No.
I leave that fucking room and wait for him to be done.
They're like drunk people.
They're literally
drunk
people.
They're drunk people.
But like also, it's your personality. Like I'm like, you know, I'm shy. Like I do things that like probably I'm like I'm not
shy.
I'm not like Esty. Who, by the way, did you know I worked for Esty?
Yes, you told me that.
Yeah.
Was it terrible or was it fun?
No, it was actually fun. I was a little scared of you. I'm not going to lie. But I always took it like I had just moved back to LA and I needed something to do. Like Esty knew it wasn't my career path. Like I wasn't trying to be an interior designer. I wasn't trying to be a stylist. So I was like kind of thrown in there. But like Esty didn't care. She was like, I don't care what your fucking career path is. You do this for me.
And I love your vibe.
And also like I felt like she like was like a little like nicer to me because like I knew people that she knew. But like I was still scared shit. List, but,
I'm not mean at work.
But you
I'm
were,
just focused.
You were never yes. mean to me.
I gotta get shit done.
You were never mean to me.
That's why you're successful.
But it was. Let me tell you, that was a good welcome home to LA. I was like, I can work anywhere
she'll
break in. By the way,
oh my god,
that's how I was trained though. Like,
yeah,
I was like annihilated.
I mean, but you mean business. Like you like your you run a tight ship and you like to get shit done
you have to.
On like a million projects
right.
and
it's crazy.
You trust your people who are working for you, or by the way, like I always think about that one girl that ended up like having sex on your pool table, whatever.
That was amazing. Amazing, right?
Yes.
I walked in on a Saturday. You want to hear the story?
Just tell the whole story.
So
I remember her, and she was weird, and you were obsessed with her, by the way.
She was really good, though. She did really amazing drawings and, like, kept my shit together. Okay. And she was this, like, quiet, demure girl who just, like, sat at the computer and did shit all day long.
But also, on the flip side, like, I saw her, and she was, like, very kissy-assy to Esty.
Right. I didn't see that. I didn't know.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you're like, I loved her.
I loved her. So I came. I never go to the office on the weekends. She had the key. I happened to go because I had to grab something because a client meeting changed. So I had to go grab my shit. I opened the door. There's some guy in there. There's like, so we had a pool table in my office. So, and he's like standing at the pool table. And I thought I was getting robbed. Like, I didn't think, because she was nowhere. So I just see this guy and I'm like, oh my God, am I going to get like in a fist fight with this guy right now? What's going to happen? Right. And then all of a sudden she comes walking around and her like she's fixing her skirt and her hair is like a mess. And I see like a paper towel crumbled up on the ground. And I was like,
I cannot.
I just screwed on my pool table. It was terrible. So she was fired.
Did you fire her right then and there?
Of course.
What did she say to you?
She was like, so embarrassed.
She was like, I'm not the person you thought I was.
Clearly.
Yeah.
It was like a bad video, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. That's
awesome. We're going to leave you with that good story and BRB.
BRB.
We'll be right back.
Hey, mamas. So if you love taking pictures and videos of your kids as much as I do, then you have to stop what you're doing right now and download an app called Family Album. Trust me. So this past weekend was my son's fourth birthday, and we celebrated with a lot of our family members, but his other grandparents live in Philadelphia and a lot of his other family members. So they were not here to celebrate. And what we did was we took a bunch of photos and videos and we uploaded them to Family Album, and they created the most amazing video collages that we, you know, shared with our family in Philadelphia, and it really made them feel like they were a part of the celebration. So let me tell you a little bit about Family Album. It is a family-focused photo sharing app that offers unlimited storage for photos and videos. And the best part about it is Family Album does the work for you. It organizes all of those special memories with your loved ones into photo and video collages that you can save, share, and celebrate. So like I said, it's perfect for the whole family to use. It's perfect for your aunts, your uncles, your family friends, and yes, even your grandparents. They're going to feel like they contributed to whatever event you're sharing. So everyone really gets to relive the memories. It's basically like having your own little social media network specifically for you and your family. How perfect is that? So Family Album is completely free to use with unlimited photo and video storage. And the best part, it is ad-free. So what are you guys waiting for? Mamas, dadas, you guys, please download Family Album app right now and start making memories. It's free. Just download the free Family Album app for iPhone or Android today, or check them out online at family-album.com. Have fun, guys.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we're back. So coming back to mommyhood, because I love that story, but have to come back to this subject. For me in particular, the thing that I wish I knew before becoming a mom was a couple of things. I didn't know what lack of sleep could actually do to me.
Terrible.
I truly am a different person, like, to everyone in my life. It really completely debilitates me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that breastfeeding would be as hard as it was. And I didn't know how compromised I would feel. I think I remember I was on a TV show when I was pregnant and didn't get picked up for the second season right before I had him. But I was already anticipating. I was like, yeah, I told the producers, like, I'll come back to work like 3 weeks after. I'll just bring him with me my baby nurse. I had no idea, like, how, if anyone was holding him, like how uncomfortable I would feel, like all those feelings. I had no idea that that would play into it at all.
Yeah.
What about you? Is there anything?
Yeah. What it does to our relationship, my husband and I. I knew that, like, you know, it could set you into like a rocky state in your relationship. But
you mean how annoying they are and how they can't do anything.
Well, that's just a freaking
anything
given.
Right at all.
Exactly. We always do that.
Yeah, but it's a different level once you have that child.
But that and like just like the lack of like I. Just the like the argue like we I argued a lot, and it obviously played, like, it was because I was so exhausted, but like we bickered, and like I didn't like him, like I was like, I don't like you right now, and I want my baby, I like don't want
you get into this mode where you're like, I actually don't need you.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Like every day, by the way, like
just to have a baby.
Yeah. Yes.
That's my son said that to me. He goes, are you guys having any more babies? And we're like, no. And he's like, then why are you together?
Yeah.
You're smart.
Like, wow, that's a really good point, Bo.
It is.
But I just didn't, like, you know, I think of when Neil and I get into fights now, I'm like, oh, like, I imagine, like, divorce papers. I know that's, like, sounds horrible. And Neil, I'm not, like, trying to, but in my head, I'm just so worked up and tired that I'm like, here's your divorce paper. I'm okay. Like, you can, like, just go. And I know that's, like really shitty to, like, I don't anyone, like, call me and say, like, or write to me and be like, that's, like, not something to fuck around with. Like,
no.
It's true. I'm being fucking honest. Like, I, like, when I get to a level now since having kids where I just, like, go there and I'm like, I'm so exhausted. Like, a fight turns into something, like, really crazy and deep and dark.
I know. Crazy.
And I love you,
Neil. Do you have two kids?
Yeah.
How old's the
boy
little
and a girl?
One?
A year and a half.
Oh, right.
And so then almost four. Still,
right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Mine are older now. Like,
does it get better?
Yeah. Like, I mean, are you allowed to be, like, totally crass on this
yes,
show?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The one thing that no one ever told me about that to me was the worst. Yeah. I felt the first time I had sex that like I was having sex with a knife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll never forget that. I was like, oh my, you have to stop. And I'm a very, like, I like sex.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a sexual person. Like, it before.
No, I mean,
it was the craziest experience ever.
Both times? Both kids?
Not as bad as the second time, but the first one after Teddy, I was like, I didn't have sex with Brian for months.
Okay.
Because after that first time, I was so scared.
I didn't want to.
No one does.
I didn't want to, and it didn't hurt me. I was like, you know how my nipples didn't hurt me? I'm like, I have, like, fucked up nipples. Like, that never hurt me. And it never hurt me to have sex. I'm like, oh, my vagina's huge now. That's awesome. Like, great. That's sweet. I was, like, expecting it to, like, really hurt. Everyone's like, it's going to fucking hurt. Like, nice.
Nothing.
And I'm like... Yeah. Nothing. I'm like, cool.
Rip that
just
one
a
open.
Woman.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, we reached out to our listeners to ask them what are the things that you wish you knew. So here, let's talk about some of them.
Okay.
The number one thing that most common thing that everyone wrote was travel. Travel before your kids.
Oh, do it before.
Oh, travel before.
Travel
right.
as much as you can
right.
before.
Right.
Yes.
And I also think, like,
during.
I'm like wild. During the first couple of months, like you feel like you need to be there so much, but like little weekend trips are right. good for the soul, are good for your relationship, and the baby doesn't know.
Yeah, we had a guest on recently that said, you know, I booked a Cabo trip at month two, and I kind of felt guilty, and I was like, well, how'd you feel when you were there? She's like, I felt great.
Yeah, and forgot you had children.
Yeah, she was like, I was okay.
And
I
also remember you who you are, right. which is the hard part.
Right.
Yeah. The next was recovering healing process after birth.
Yeah.
No one told me about the ice pack and the diaper and the.
Can you believe?
And I bled for 4 weeks.
Wait a minute. When you take the weird pant, like
the
underwear,
mesh.
Oh,
and
I like
there's
those.
There was a glove of ice in my underwear that I had no idea because the epidural. And I was like, is that a hand in my underwear?
A very cold hand.
A cold, bloody hand.
Oh,
like murder.
Terrible, isn't it?
I think I don't know if I said it on this, but I've told you. You know how the I stole everything from the hospital
especially
that wasn't
that
nailed down.
Especially that Cedar Sinai drink.
The derm.
Oh, oh. The, yeah. The,
I don't.
Yes,
the I know that.
I love it.
I liked it.
The Dermablast.
Yeah.
It's like this numbing spray.
Oh, yeah. I know
I
what you're
would go through
about.
Cans of
Me
that
too.
Shit.
Damn.
You know what?
Even if I was a little better, I'm like, just in case, I'm just going to numb my
shit. If it
up
wasn't
right now.
For Zoe Rhinus texting me when Milo was born saying, you got the numbing spray, right? I was on my way out of the hospital. I was like, what numbing spray? If it wasn't for her, I would have never known about it.
Right.
It saved my vagina.
Annie.
Oh, really?
Of course. Told Annie, me. Yeah.
Wait, let me just tell you one quick thing about like the pain. So I was in so much pain, like not so much like my vagina, but like my clit. Does that make sense? Like,
no.
This is so weird. It felt
doesn't
like.
Doesn't make sense. To
sorry,
me.
Will. When I had a baby, I had to call. This is. I felt like my clitoris was being like pounded by
what
a hammer.
Why?
And I called. I don't know. It was just, I think it was the blood rushing. It felt, okay, so I called my my OB and I was like, hi. It was like 3 days after I gave birth. I was like, hi, I don't know. Like, she was like, what's your pain, your experience? I was like, this is really embarrassing, but like my clit hurts. My clitoris. I don't like, and it feels
did you call
like
it clitoris or clit? I want
both,
to know.
Because I was embarrassed that I called it clit. Because I was like, what, I sound like a 4-year-old or 14-year-old. And I was like, my clitoris hurts. And it feels like. I'm having like a crazy orgasm, but that's turned really painful, and then the blood is rushing, and that's what it feels like. And she's like, one moment, please. And I'm like, oh my God. I said that to the operator.
She probably put you on hold and was like, girl.
Yes.
We got a new one. I've never heard this one before.
I was so embarrassed. And then the nurse called me back. She's like, so what's the problem? I was like, I don't know. Like, my clit hurts. Like, it just fucking hurts, okay? I don't know.
What
like, is that normal?
You to do?
Yeah.
She was like, it's kind of normal. And
Normal.
She was like, there's just going to be pain down there. And now every time I have my period, it feels that way. Well, not for long, maybe, because my mom went into menopause at 40 and I'm 37. Or pre-menopause at 38.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
But now that hurts. Now it feels like blood is rushing.
It still hurts.
It's not to the degree.
So you wish you knew before you had a baby that your clit could hurt this bad.
Wish I knew about the clit pain.
Well,
I think I'm alone
moving
on
to maybe a tamer one. This mom says, it doesn't make you a bad mom if you don't enjoy every second of being a mom. That's
a
good one.
Of course.
I know I struggled with that big time.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to enjoy every second?
They're I don't
so
know.
You're lying if you
You're right.
say you do.
My
right.
kids fight so.
Do they? By the way, her kids. So you guys don't know, but Esty's kids are like actual models.
Oh,
they're
so
no, they're the
gorgeous.
Most gorgeous humans.
Is your
ever
Instagram
seen.
Public?
Yeah.
So they could just look up Esty Stanley. You guys look at their kids are.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
But they fight.
Oh my God! There was a moment that we had to separate them every weekend, like. Brian would take one of them and I would take the other because we couldn't even deal.
Wow.
Couldn't do it. And then when we got them back together, it kind of got a little better, but then it started up again. So we decided that we were going to fight the whole time in the car.
Oh, interesting.
And guess what? It stopped.
Oh.
Wow.
So you guys were like role playing.
Because they were like, what are you guys doing? Why are you guys fighting so much? We're like, because this is so annoying, isn't it? This is what we deal with you two.
That is so funny.
You need to have like a little handbook of tips.
It was terrible though.
But you nip stuff in the bud.
Because sometimes I just think a piece of your own medicine works.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're
do you know
absolutely
what I'm
right.
saying? Like when they really God. See what's happening and how they're behaving.
Absolutely.
Today I'm going to go home and be like, and like
you
sprawl on the
do
floor.
It.
And Milo's going to be like, what the
Do it.
Yeah. Actually, that's his new phrase. He goes, what the fuck?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, he does, because he heard one of us say, he goes, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
I love it. That little cutie face.
I think it's so
that.
Funny.
All right, another one is build and strengthen your tribe before your baby so you can ask for help.
That's
I think
good.
That's a really good one because it is hard to ask for help, but like when you have those friends that are that know that have already been moms, they're like, we're going to send you food. We're going to show up so you're not alone and isolated all the time because you don't leave the house, you know, stuff like that.
Did you stay home?
I barely left my house with both of them.
Right. I did that like yoga thing where you don't leave the house for 40 days. That's like a yoga.
Oh, it
like,
is.
Yeah.
Oh,
you never
well, that's
heard of that?
Nice.
No, I've never.
Yeah, it's very yoga. You stay at home for 40 days and everyone comes to you.
Oh, and
take,
wow.
Like your village
that's
takes
like
care
the
four, of you.
Yeah, the 40 days is supposed to be the strongest bond, I guess, with your kid.
Oh,
I
mean, beautiful.
I guess I stayed home like the first 80 days. I don't know. But like, but I am the type of person that needs to get out. Like I do like, I'll stay home during the day, but like come nighttime, like I need to go out and like have a drink or a martini with my husband or friends.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's my out.
Right.
Well, another one is don't isolate yourself, but if you are staying home, talk, because I think that the more you want to bond with your baby and have your quiet times, but if you're not talking about your feelings, it can get real dark real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything is a stage, good and bad, which is I still have to tell myself all the time. Because when I'm in it, I'll be like, what's happening? This is it. This is what we were so good. Now what's going on?
Right. That's how I feel right now. Because my kids are like older and it's like you go to school and every little chick's a bitch for my daughter.
Yeah.
Every day I hear a story.
Oh,
and, you know what I mean? Like it's just, should we homeschool you instead? Because I don't want you to lose your spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like girls will wreck you.
They'll ruin you. I actually just thought of something. There were too many cooks in the kitchen for me when I had Milo. Like I asked too many questions to too many people.
Right, you can't
and
be
I was
a
getting
polar.
Too many opinions, and it like threw me for a loop. And so I think before you have kids, kind of like choose who you want to trust.
I agree.
Yeah,
and then go with those people because I started like not liking people. I was like, oh, I don't like what she's saying. Like, and I asked for their opinion, so it's my fault, but. Just don't do that. Don't expect – and you could have a best friend that could give you an opinion you don't want to hear. Just kind of like ask two to three people.
I also think don't go who your friends are, but find the kids that you think are great.
Yes.
That's the mother you should talk to.
100%.
Who has chill kids? Who has kids that listen to their parents? Who has kids that have good manners? You know what I mean?
Because your kids are straight up influenced.
That's it.
Yep.
It's a good call.
It's a very good call. Okay, another one mom said was go out with the baby at least once a day, even if it's just outside, like just in your backyard or your front yard or whatever
great
it is.
Tip.
Because, I mean, fresh air can really make a whole difference in vitamin D, sunlight on your face. Breastfeeding is hard.
No kidding.
Be your own advocate. Mother does know best.
Yes,
I mean, I think
true.
You can feel at the mercy of pediatricians and everyone, but you, in the end, really know what's best
trust
for
your
you.
Gut.
I didn't listen to any doctors or anything.
God, you're such a badass.
I just like didn't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't. Well, for me also,
like what?
I went like the super hippy dippy route when I had the baby, had Teddy and Flora. I remember doing the tour at Cedars and you know how they like wash the baby and they hold him up in the window and it's going,
I don't remember that.
When you do the tour, you never see the babies
in
that room.
I don't think
I did
the tour.
I did the tour.
You see the babies in the room. Well, you see in the movies. You know
what
I'm talking
about. Of course. I'm trying to remember.
And I remember thinking, oh my God, that's the first experience the child's having is screaming on the top of his lungs, not with the parents. Like I never did that.
Yeah.
I never let them take the kid. I never let them wash either one of them. I never did any of that stuff. I didn't give them a hepatitis shot. Like, at what point are they like using syringes or having sex before they leave the hospital?
Oh my
God. Or even for the next 10 years. Like, all of that kind of stuff that's just like thrown at you, like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I had a doula. And she had me write out a birth plan
that
said, like, I do not want hepatitis.
Right.
Or, like, I'll get it at my first doctor appointment.
Right.
Or do not take the baby for a bath.
Correct.
So, like, that was in mind. Like, I was like, bathe. Milo had to be bathed. He was born with meconium, which is, like, poop all over him. So there was no choice.
Obviously.
So, but, like, that was – but – And then he went to the NICU. But, like, what my plan was baby sleeping next to me. And I know a lot of parents, especially second-time and third-time parents, they're like, take my baby away. They could sleep in the nursery so I could get a good night's sleep. I do not judge. That is just not for me. That is not for me.
I did it with the first one. The second one, I was like, did you do it affected me. So I had Jack with me at all times.
Did you do it with Bo because you wanted sleep? Everyone told you, like, just
everyone
have them?
Told me that, like, no, this is what you do. You need, and I didn't sleep at all.
But that's the right, point. Like, right. What does that mean? This is what you do.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, just have them take the baby. And a lot of my friends told me that for Daisy. And I'm like, no, Daisy's sleeping with me.
Right.
She's sleeping with me. It's important to me.
Yeah.
She's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm not bathing her for 2 weeks either. Right. And I didn't.
You didn't bathe her for 2 weeks?
No, I don't even – I still don't bathe her every night. Like, like every other – I mean, unless she's like –
I just do it because it kills time. Because, like, 30 minutes in the bathtub I don't have to be doing anything. I can just sit and watch.
Yeah.
It's much easier on me.
How old are your kids?
A year and a half and almost six.
Got it.
It is a time killer.
Year
that's
and a
for
half
sure.
Is, yeah. They're so yeah. cute little, though.
I they know. Are little. Mine's, I know. Like, real juicy.
Ugh.
And mine's, like, a real petite.
She's I a miss flower.
Little. Little delicate flower.
The cutest. I know. Enjoy every second, because when they get older, it's not that cute anymore.
Oh, my
they
God.
They get sweaty
it's
and smelly.
It's different cute.
It's different a different cute. Cute. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're your kids.
They're, like,
obviously,
more human
still
cute.
Cute. But it's totally, it's like, I did show my daughter how to clean her vagina the other day. That was awesome.
Oh.
Didn't we just have this conversation and by the with way, wait. Lindsay Margolis? She calls it something, like, something vag. Oh.
What?
Oh, I don't know. About what? That was, like, the poop wiping thing. Because can I ask you, at what point do you just make your kid wipe his own ass?
Like, soon.
Like, he should be wiping his ass right now,
he's
right?
He's six?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to hear the craziest story? What we?
Yeah. I thought Essie was going to be like, I started it too. I was like,
so Teddy kept making us wipe his ass. He was probably like three or four probably. And we're like, dude, you're four.
Yeah.
I don't need you to, I'm not wiping your ass anymore. You've been shitting in a toilet for a long time. Yeah. You know what I mean? So one day I was in the bathroom. I was like, hey, Teddy, will you come here? And he comes and I go, will you wipe my ass?
And this is what you do.
And he goes, what? I go, well, I wipe yours, right? Like, you're kind of older now. It's not like a little baby shit anymore. But why don't you wipe mine? See how it feels. And he was like, I'm never asking you to wipe my ass again.
This is what you
God.
Do. You
That's
turn it,
it
on
this
them.
Is turn it on them.
You have unlocked a really incredible secret for us.
Turn it on them.
You're going to write a book called Turning the Tables with Esty Stanley.
Ooh.
Oh,
let's
do
it. First in line. Okay, Esty. Okay. Or just get – you need your own podcast called that.
I feel like
wow, you're going to have a call-in
but
for advice.
But I think when they realize what they're actually doing instead of just like, Mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter screams across the house, right?
Yeah.
Do I work for you?
No.
Like, what are you doing? Are you the queen and I have to come running, like, in the favorite? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that.
Yes.
So, you know.
Tell us more.
You need a podcast.
When she was little, you know, obviously when she got older and she kept doing it, we're like, Flora, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So now when she does it, we just don't even respond.
Oh, my God.
WWED. So she has to come looking.
Right. Right. She has to get up off her ass.
Yeah. Your podcast would be WWED.
What's that?
What would SD do? And, like, little ways, like, to, like, nip things in the bud. Like, oh, you want your kid to fucking stop wiping his ass?
Come
this
wipe
is what
mine.
You do.
Yeah.
You want your kid to make his own meal? This is what you do.
Brilliant.
Right. Let's do it, you guys.
I love it.
This is yours. This is all you.
We're going to close this combo out with our friends over at Marriage and Martinis did a post that I screenshot because I feel like it kind of pertains to this, but it's what we'd like to leave you with, okay? So she said, even though I'm a mom, I'm allowed to have moments when I don't love being a mom, and that is okay. I'm allowed to have moments when I don't want to be touched or sat on, and that is okay. I'm allowed to lose my shit in situations that frustrate me, and that is okay. I'm allowed to cancel plans because I'm exhausted and don't feel like socializing, and that is okay. I'm allowed to do things differently than the norm because it works for me and my family, and that is okay. And lastly, I'm allowed to tell someone who gives me unsolicited advice to fuck off, and that might not be okay, but it just might make me feel better, and therefore it is okay.
Preach.
Good for her.
Right?
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. You kind of, like, when you become a mom, also you, like, kind of have this, like, I don't give a fuck attitude. And you have, it's like your permission slip to kind of be like, I don't want to fucking be with you today.
That's right.
Yep.
And you earn that badge.
Of course. And by the way, like, if you look at the big, 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 big picture, none of this matters.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want every single day of your life, and none of it matters. You're going to be dead. That one's going to be dead. It doesn't matter.
That's so sad.
I know, but it's true if you think about it. But then you won't be, like, stressed out.
But you
want to
leave your legacy.
Day.
You want to leave a beautiful legacy.
Of course, but
behind.
I'm saying, like, you don't have to be so, like, caught up in it all.
Right, right. Yes. Like, the little nuances.
Oh, my
of, like,
God. What do I do about this? Oh, my God. It doesn't matter.
I know.
They're going to survive. You've gotten them this far. Just don't be, like, so, like, mental about it, I guess, and thinking about it and obsessing and there's other shit we got to deal with.
That's a recent change I've made in my life. That's, you know, some substance has helped me get to.
Right.
And I'm totally vibing with that and subscribe to that. Good. And you're absolutely
vibe
right.
And subscribe.
Yeah. Vibe and subscribe.
Okay. I'm coining a lot of terms in this one.
Oh, my God.
BRB, because we might need to write these down. We'll be right back with some shitty mommy.
Hi, you guys. I want to tell you about a pair of shoes that I have. They are by Rothy's, and they are the most comfortable and stylish shoes I have pretty much ever owned. They make them for women and girls, and the best part about this company is they make their shoes out of recycled plastic water bottles. Like I said, they're comfortable and fully machine washable, so it's a triple threat. They're comfy, they're fully machine washable, and they are sustainable. So a little bit about the fashion. They are perfect for everything you want to wear them with. You can wear them with skirts and yoga pants and dresses, whatever you want. They come in so many new colors and patterns, and they sell out constantly. So you guys, I actually think my leopard print is sold out, but you gotta, you know, keep checking because they're coming back all the time. And they are sustainable. It'll blow your mind that they're made from repurposed plastic water bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted over 35 million water bottles from landfills already. So check out these amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/mama. Go to rothys.com, rothys.com/mama to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/mama today.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
All right, I would love we're, to. We're
I know it
back.
Like snot face,
and
but.
Before we get into Shitty Mommy, we are looking at S.C. Stanley's book. Yeah. It's called In Comfort and Style. It is so beautiful.
Thank you.
You guys, if there's anybody to look to for style
advice,
I'm going
to take a picture really
quickly. It's Esty.
I'm dying,
oh,
you guys.
Wow. How special.
Oh, who's that? Oh, okay. This is...
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And see all the little drawings. Do you know Carly Kuhn, the cartorialist?
Yes.
She did all, like, the illustrations.
Oh,
I wanted it to feel like a kind of scrapbooky.
And look at these fun interviews. That you guys have with your fabulous friends.
Yeah, my clients.
This is so pretty.
Wow.
Thank you.
You guys, if you want to be inspired, pick it up. In Comfort and Style, S.C. Stanley.
Thanks. I'm literally pre-ordering this right now. Right
Me
now.
Nice.
Can I just take a picture of you holding it?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. While they do that, I'm going to read a shitty mommy from a daddy telling on his shitty mommy.
Shitty mommy.
Okay. Ready? So he says, shitty mommy story, my wife decides that while I'm out getting donuts that she can take a shower and speed up the process of getting ready to leave. Our daughter was a few months old, 3 to 5 months maybe. So she puts her in the middle of the bed, stacks up pillows all around her, and thinks that will contain her while she takes a quick shower. Bad idea. When she gets out of the shower, she hears the baby crying, runs out and sees the beds, pillows scattered all over, and the baby lying on the floor.
Oh, no.
Luckily, our bed isn't very high, and she was right, but my wife frantically ran to pick her up, nailed the nightstand with her foot, and broke 2 toes to boot.
Oh, shit.
Poor thing. I've never had that happen, but I've heard many a time when a baby bites it
off
the bed.
Teddy,
I just placed my order.
You did? Oh,
yeah.
Thanks. That's so nice. Teddy bit it once off the bed. I literally turned my back for a minute. All of a sudden,
it's all
I heard
it takes
a clunk.
Is 1 fucking minute.
And then one time.
Hardwood or rug?
Hardwood. Oof. And then this was actually terrible.
This
will be my shitty mommy story, I think. We were in the airport. Sorry to jump in front of you.
Oh, no.
We were at the airport, and he was in the stroller, and we had too many things, like, hanging on the stroller, you know?
Yes.
And I moved one of them, and the whole stroller flipped onto the Terrazzo airport floors, onto his face.
Oh.
That was terrible.
And he lived, and he's fine.
And he lived,
and he's fine. And he's gorgeous, and no permanent damage.
Oh my God.
Those strollers, I mean, they're wonderful, but sometimes we depend too heavily on them.
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
I've done that. All right. Well, Esty, this was so fun.
This was so fun.
We knew it would be. Thank you. We're so grateful that you came to play with us.
It was so fun. I just want to know how you get those arms.
Yeah, I always stared her arms.
I mean,
I know.
You work out all the time.
No, 3 days a week. A lot of push-ups, and I swim.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Like laps?
Yep.
At your house?
Yep. Twice a week.
Swim, swim, swim.
Swim, swim, swim.
I do often stare at your arms.
I do five laps at a time, and then I'll take a break and then do five laps.
Freestyle.
You don't have a, do you have a pool?
Crawl stroke?
I do, but it's this big. Like, I'm not doing laps.
Mine's small, too.
It is?
Yeah, I just go back and forth.
No, it's not. Yours is totally normal.
It is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue this conversation.
Yeah, but beautiful.
By the way, you're very welcome for all of Esty's incredible advice that we didn't even realize we were going to be getting.
Honestly.
You're the bomb.
Thank you.
And don't forget, in comfort and style, Esty Stanley, and we'll leave you with a Mama Said. Remember, Mama said, you know your life has changed when going to the grocery store by yourself is like taking a vacation. Yeah. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
We want to thank all our sponsors for this episode of Mama Said. They are Force of Nature. Get 40% off and free shipping when you go to forceofnatureclean.com and use promo code Mama Said.
Family Album. Start making memories now. Download the free Family Album app in the App Store today.
Vetresen. Go to vetresen.com/all-in and use promo code MAMA25 to get 25% off your order and free shipping.
Rothy's. Get your new favorite flats now at rothys.com/mama. And remember, all of the info and links to these sponsors will be available in the show notes for this episode. Goodbye.